and we have some folks here right now we're going to chat with from Yamaha. We have Tom Sumner, their president. We've got Andy Winston. We've got Shannon McKee. And I just want to say welcome here to Lightning 100. Can you hear me okay in the headphones?
Nope.
Okay.
I'll go this way.
Not hearing us in the headphones. Let's make sure that that's plugged in there, because we're excited to be chatting with Yamaha today. Andy, how you doing?
Thank you, Graham.
Dan, we were the connection and having our friends at Lightning 100. Is that okay?
There yeah. You go. All right. That's great.
This is live radio. This is
it
what
is.
Happens, right?
Hey.
We're making it up as we go.
Live independent radio. We're locally owned, and our business model is support as many local artists as we can. We play 25% local music. And something that, we're grateful to get to do. And we have a lot of fun. When we go to work, we have a lot of fun. Do you guys have a lot of fun when you go to work?
Oh, we love going to work.
Nice.
We have almost everybody that works for us is a musician. So I started off as a musician, singer, songwriter, and played guitar and piano. And Andy has a habit of walking into my office. He goes, "We got this cool new guitar. You got to check this thing out, man." It's kind of cool.
The nice thing is we're being all musicians, we all talk a similar language. Even though there might be a cultural difference between maybe the Japanese-ness of our Yamaha side, we all talk that same language of passion, of creating music, of creating art. And I think that's what keeps us going every day in this industry.
Yeah, Shannon brought over a guitar here, and you took it away from her. You haven't let go of it. What? That looks beautiful. What is that?
If you could see this on radio, everybody, this is the brand new story. And now Shannon's going to get background of what's going on. Storia.
Yeah, right. So this is Storia. It's a new line. We just launched it on June 20th. So it's been out just under a month. There's three guitars in the series. It is meant to appeal to a different kind of player, because really what we want is to get more people into the guitar playing fold and to make guitar playing a little more accessible for people that aren't already in it. Maybe they're Gen Y, Gen Z. They haven't done too much with the guitar, but they do want to have some creativity in their life. So we've made the guitars very appealing. Aesthetically, there's a lot of design accents here that I wish I could show you, but which I've been talking about all day long, but we'll skip that part. It is, I'll leave it at, it's a very unique looking, attractive guitar. So on top of that, it's also very easy to play comparatively. It's the easiest guitar to play throughout the Yamaha acoustic lineup. It's a very low action, a little bit of a smaller body size. The one that we're looking at right now has rounded edges, so it's very comfortable to play on your arm. You don't get that red mark on your arm if you're wearing short sleeves. And it sounds great.
And it's kind of perfect for your singer-songwriter. I know a lot of your up-and-coming local artists will sit on the couch, write songs. This is almost that perfect guitar for that. It's a retail price of $399, and it sounds like a Yamaha, and it's built like a Yamaha. So despite what the price says, we're going to give you more guitar than what you're paying for.
Yeah, it's interesting where you talked about some of the younger folks getting in and playing guitar. And I realize, as someone who grew up before the internet, when I was trying to learn guitar, like nowadays, my son, he can watch a YouTube video and kind of have an instant guitar lesson right there.
Right.
So I think it's a great time to learn to play guitar.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that we're including with the Storia, anyone who purchases one gets 1 month free of a subscription to an app called Four Chords, and it's like a really fun, educational, kind of karaoke style method of learning. So that's kind of a way to get people started and not, you know, sitting there looking at this guitar wondering what to do with it.
That does sound fun. It is on Saturday that NAMM opens up to the public. It's the Make Music Experience, and if you get a ticket in advance, it's only $10. If folks make their way to the Yamaha booth, what is the experience going to be like there?
Well, we have a really guitarist-centric booth this time, so we make lots of things. We make keyboards, which are great for singer-songwriters, of course, digital pianos and synths, but we don't have any of those here. So
yay.
It's all guitars, bass, Line 6 effects, Ampeg bass amps, all are Yamaha products. So, and you can actually sit down and play them. One of the things I think is really cool for songwriters is something we have called a transacoustic guitar, which is a guitar that has acoustically, it has reverb and chorus built in. So we have a room where you can actually walk in, kind of get away from some of this background noise that you might be able to hear over the air there, and actually hear how you can sit down with a guitar, not need to plug it in, and get that studio quality sound of reverb or chorus right on your acoustic guitar. There's really nothing like it. And I think it will really spur some creativity in songwriters when you really get to hear that sound.
You know, one of the things I always like to do when I have people come and talk about NAMM, because I'm sitting here on the radio trying to describe what NAMM is to listeners. Some of them maybe have never been. It's in their backyard. They haven't come here before. How do you describe NAMM? What do you think of it?
I always think of it as Disneyland for musicians.
Yes.
As everybody needs to see it at one time during the course of their life. You need to go.
Right.
But for us in the industry, a lot of it for us is catching up with old friends, old co-workers, but seeing how this industry is progressing from the days of just acoustic and electric guitar to now where everything is digital with our Line 6 products where we can put 100 effects into a small box and have it be, like Tom was saying, a studio quality, not something that was inexpensive, but a studio quality product. So seeing the transformation of this industry across the 30 years that I've been in it has been fantastic. But every musician out there, you should see NAMM one time while you're living. It's amazing. It really, really is.
Yeah, it's easy to remember back to when you had not been to NAMM,
yeah,
and you wanted to go so badly as a musician. I still remember that feeling the first time I got to go to a NAMM show. It was like, yes! It was great.
Do you remember when that was or where it was?
Oh, yeah. So it was in Anaheim, which is the winter show, and we went down just for a day. And it was just, you know, looking around and seeing some great musicians and some people that people wouldn't know. So like studio musicians that only a music geek would see. You know, I was walking around with my girlfriend at the time, and I was like, oh, wow, there's Carole Kaye. She says, who the heck's Carole Kaye? It's like, well, one of the greatest bass players in the world of all time, that kind of stuff. And then it's a real toy store. It's a lot of fun.
And what about you, Shannon? What is it? How would you describe NAMM to someone who hasn't been here before?
I really like the Disneyland description. This is actually my second NAMM for me. So I've been to the Anaheim earlier this year and now here. So it's really cool for me. I wish I had more time to walk around like a customer, but it's been really, really fun to talk to all these people that are so passionate about guitar and about music.
Well, I get off at 3:00 and I'm excited because I get to go walk around and check it out because it feels different every year and everyone's bringing a different thing and a different setup. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We appreciate you guys coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Dan. Really appreciate it. Thanks for promoting Yamaha.
And yeah, if someone wants to find the Yamaha booth, where are they going when they get here?
Come right to the back of the convention hall. We're almost at the back of the convention hall. Hard to miss. Got a nice size booth there.
Booth number 634. We're here all weekend. And for the friends that are coming in on Saturday, make sure you ask us a lot of questions. We want to answer any tech stuff that you have. Come on, talk to a factory representative and enjoy your Saturday. It's a great time.
Well, get those tickets in advance. They're only $10 at the makemusicexperience.com, nam.org. Thanks again to Yamaha for